There you go.
It's Jane with Callum Scott. Thank you so much for coming back.
Thank you for having me.
Oh my gosh. Well, I was just thinking that we have a very special history together.
We do.
Because you do one of my favorite covers of all time, which is your version of Robin's Dancing on My Own, which is like the most shattering version of all time. And you heard that song for the first time in America here.
Yeah, because of you. I even went through my Instagram the other day, and I'm sat in the car, and somebody's like filming me, and I didn't know why, and then I hear your voice on the radio. I've never heard his music on American radio before, and it was a pleasure.
Oh my gosh.
You're a very special person to me.
Oh, well, it was our sincere pleasure, let me tell you. And so much has happened since the last time you were here and we talked about it.
Oh my god, yes, so much. I have my album now.
Not just an album, I believe it's a platinum album. I saw a big old picture with you with a big old plaque yesterday.
With Steve Bonnet. Oh my god. The most, I was tearful then, I'm tearful now. Like, you know, it's one of those things where I really genuinely didn't think something like this could ever happen to me, so I'm super grateful.
The success that you've had since the last time that we saw you with You Are the Reason, I mean, it's 1 million sales, 1 billion streams? Was it a B? A billion? Like, it's so crazy.
It's just, those numbers are just shocking. I never thought my name and million would ever be used in the same sentence, let alone billion. But it's just crazy, and it's so encouraging that songs that I really dig deep in my heart for are resonating and are having an effect with my audience. It's beautiful.
It really is special. And so, speaking of audiences, tonight you're at Shoreline.
Yes.
With Pentatonix.
With Pentatonix, yeah. Super, super excited. We're like show 5 out of 38, I think. So I'm just having the best time. I'm supporting a group that I think are incredible. And I get to perform to thousands of people every night. It's just like dream come true.
And obviously, I think that you would be a dream to tour with. I think for you, it would be really fun to tour with Pentatonix, too.
Yes.
And I have this like goofy image. So this is where I go in like my rabbit hole of thinking that I get to talk to you today. I'm like, okay, so he's on tour with Pentatonix. I'm like, I have this image of like Pentatonix like walking down the hall, like singing all the time. And exactly. And then I was like, and then I just like see you like chiming in. And then I was like, okay, am I like filming an episode of Glee in my head right now? Or does that like actually happen?
Incredible. We've said that we're gonna hang out a bunch and it's gonna happen. Okay. I mean, we're all singers, it's bound to happen.
And then I thought, well, maybe that's like the only moment of their lives that they don't have to be singing. So maybe they don't walk down the hallway singing. Like,
you can imagine
I
were in the cafeteria and I would try and start and they'd be like, not today, please.
Well, if you ever like break out like in the hallway, will you just send it to me?
I'll film it, of course I will.
Okay. Like I said, we just absolutely adore you. Thank you so much for coming by and saying hi.
Thank you.
And continued success. Like, it's just, it's wonderful to see.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for your support.
Of course.
Thank you. I think we've got a good jacket game on today.
I really think that we do. Like, I'm obsessed with
yours. The last time I saw you, you were wearing an incredible jacket, so I tried to step up my game.
You have a crazy memory. You loved my jacket that I was wearing last time, and I'm not going to lie, I wore this one because I thought you might like this one too.
Hey, the love is everywhere.
It's everywhere. The jacket love.
The jacket love.
I love it, Callum Scott. Thank you.
Thank you.